Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today you've got some more fair stuff to talk about with us?
I am. We are in the middle of fair season here in the Frontier District, and I know personally I'm having so much fun watching my 4-H members and parents and leaders, you know, but watching my 4-H members and the projects that they've worked so diligently on this past year. You know, we have some very creative and talented 4-H members across the entire district. I'd like to encourage everyone to come out to the Anderson County Fair, which is currently going on. We're in the middle of the Anderson County Fair right now, while we showcase some of those 4-H members and their accomplishments. I thought this would be a great week to talk about some of the highlights from our maybe non-traditional things. It's not a goat show or cattle show or fax stuff inside with cooking and photography. But at each of our county fairs, we host a livestock judging contest and round robin. So I know it's heavy on livestock this week that I'm talking about, but they're two really great events that kind of showcase different parts of the livestock industry. So for our livestock judging contest, for our winners from Osage County in our senior division, which is 14 to 18, we have Ethan Neisler winning the contest for the seniors. He's a Linden leader, followed by Grace Croucher receiving second. She's from Osage City, and followed by third place going to Addison Easter. She's also from the Linden leaders. In our intermediate division, which is 11 to 13, we have Braylon McNally from Melbourne Junior Highline receiving first. Second place goes to Allie Neisler, a Linden leader, and third place going to John Sand, who is a North Osage 4-H member. Now for our juniors, we have 7 to 10. Grady McNally from Melbourne Junior Highline won his division of the contest. Second place going to Gage Kilgore, a Linden leader. And third place going to Noah Wood, North Osage. Now in that contest, they're bringing in beef, sheep, goats, and swine. And they are judging those on maybe the market value of those and what one they want to place first, kind of like a judge does. And they're judging breeding maybe as well. And so that's different in what they're kind of looking for. And it's a great learning opportunity. We have someone come in and help facilitate that and kind of talk each class through at the end of the class once they've marked their cards and turned that in. We also have the seniors and intermediates give reasons, and there's also a set of questions. So again, it's for those reasons classes, it's telling why you placed that class that way. So you're getting up and talking to someone and telling them that. For Franklin County Livestock Judging Contest, receiving first place is Cheyenne Higby, second place Lily Judd, and third place Lane Higby. Now, those are the ones from Franklin County who got in the top three. We did have another neighboring county bring some over, but that's Franklin County's top three for seniors. For our intermediates, we have Mackenzie Cunningham receiving first, second place going to Calla Higby, and third place going to Greeley McMahon. For our junior division, we have first place Anna Higby, second place Joey Ferguson, and third place Lacey Judd. Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about round robin, and that's where if you won showmanship or reserve in each of your swine, beef, sheep, and goats, you get to go to another competition called round robin where you're showing each other's animals. So again, we do all four of those species and also incorporate horse. If you've done horse, we didn't get to yet in Franklin County here because the show hadn't happened yet. We had to reschedule due to rain, but thought I would give those results for Osage County first. We'll do the champion for senior division was Grace Croucher from Osage, and Ethan Neisler got reserve. He's a Linden leader. For our intermediate division, champion goes to Allie Neisler from Linden leaders, and reserve going to Braylon McNally, a Melbourne Junior Highline 4-H member. For round robin in Franklin County, first place goes to Lane Higby, an Appanoose Trailblazer, and second place reserve goes to Adele Higby, an Appanoose Trailblazer. For our intermediate division, we have Calla Higby, again an Appanoose Trailblazer, receiving first, and second place going to Kinnikuhle, also happens to be an Appanoose Trailblazer. So that club did really well in round robin, but both of these are great opportunities for kids that are interested in livestock projects to come out and either practice livestock judging or watch some of those showmen who really know how to judge. And it's always fun to see before those events at round robin, kids are switching each other's animals and showing the other one how to properly show that animal. So, and how to really care for that animal when you're in the show ring. So it's a great opportunity. But again, we are in the thick of fair season and having such a great time. I would encourage anyone to come out and watch our show, our 4-H members showcase their projects this week. And coming up, we have Overbrook not far away.
All right. Thank you, Janae. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.